I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Amy Lurley. She's Executive Director of Community Action Alger Marquette. We talked about the Jasper Light Senior Housing Project planned in the city of Ishpeming. She shared some information about the project and how the timeline is progressing. Here's more with Amy Lurley, Executive Director of Community Action Alger Marquette.
About 4 years ago, I did a presentation at Ishpeming Kiwanis, and someone stood up and said, "When are you going to do senior housing on the west end of Marquette County?" And that was a point well taken. Mm-hmm. So about 2 years ago, I started looking for a space to create some affordable senior housing on the west end, not just for Ishpeming, but for the entire west end of Marquette County. And fortunately, Great Lakes Recovery Centers was sitting on a beautiful parcel where Bell Hospital once stood downtown Ishpeming. Mm-hmm. And we started negotiating on that parcel and investigating the possibility of putting in a low-income housing tax credit application to MSHTA, which we have done. I just pushed it off my desk yesterday.
Which is the State Housing Development Authority.
That is correct.
And they are key in this whole process as well. But you also had to go to the city and ask for an agreement with them, and it sounds like that's moved ahead.
Yeah, it has moved ahead. I give the Ishpeming City Council a lot of credit. They really did their homework. I spent a lot of time with each of the council members. They had some really tough questions, and I think in their due diligence, they felt that this is an important project. It's downtown. It'll represent about a $5.3 million construction investment right downtown.
So, and what are you building? What is in the plans?
Well, the plans call for a two-story structure of apartments and then a series of townhomes, a common space, community garden, and a community center, which is really important.
So it's much more than just a building.
It really is. It really is. It's a comprehensive project with a number of local community partners aimed at revitalizing that whole area. Right now it's a vacant field, and creating more of a campus situation for the school, which is important as well. And I know parking is an issue for them.
One of the things that I did hear mentioned by some of the members of the council was that they are looking at this as a tool to help get the downtown and help get Ishpeming revitalized. What role do you see with this development that?
Yeah, community action is really all about alleviating the causes and conditions of poverty. And so we look at brownfield sites. We look at, we're working with the land bank on this as well. Really appreciate their assistance and support, Marquette County. We look at creating a revitalization, and in particular around schools and community centers.
And this will be in the location where the former Bell Hospital was, which this is a little bit different from the Grandview Marquette project, because that is a renovation and restoration of an existing facility. This is different. How is it different?
It's different. It's new construction. It's very much like the property we have in Marquette Township called Lost Creek. So we have a community center there. We've got townhomes. We've got apartments. It's really very similar to something we've done, almost 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. We've got about 340, in partnership, about 340 senior housing units in the city of Marquette. And so this is really us moving out into communities outside of Marquette. It's really important for the West End.
What's the time frame here that you're looking at with that project?
The tax credit application is due to MSHTA on April 3rd. Mm-hmm. We've already got that in. We're looking to hear about an award in July. So in July, they'll make that announcement. We self-scored very well, so we feel as though we have strong support and good scoring and a good project plan.
That's the comments of Community Action Alger Marquette Executive Director Amy Lurley. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.